Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We have had an incredible weekend.
Yes, we have. We had karaoke for the first time in the corn crib yesterday, which was Saturday, and it was really, really fun.
Oh my gosh, we had a blast. I think everyone who came had a good time. I'd never been to karaoke, never done that, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And a shout out to Quicksilver Karaoke. Cheryl, Elmer, and Corey, they were really, really good, very professional. They just created a great environment, and they were here early and went long. So they were so good. It was so fun.
I think they deserve some cowbell.
I agree.
Thanks again. What I learned was it's a lot harder than it looks to do karaoke.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it'd be kind of like singing along with the radio and having the words. It's not like that.
Yeah. And some of the people made it really look easy.
Oh.
I was impressed. It was,
yes.
I mean, we had some beautiful music coming from the farm, so it was awesome, and we will do it again.
Oh, we absolutely will. Thank you to everyone who came out and enjoyed it. We had new people again.
Lots of them.
This weekend that came to hear the music and shop in the mercantile. You had a lot of great produce out. I mean, the weather was perfect. I just can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah, it was overcast, but no rain. We had like 5 sprinkles about 3:30, I think. It was late, and that didn't hurt anything. We had lots of new people that had never been here before. Lots of them that said they always wanted to come. They didn't necessarily participate in the karaoke, but they came to the farm to see it for the first time. We had some really nice posts from some of the people that had been here thanking us for our products and sharing this property. And that really kind of makes it worth it.
It does.
And we had a special surprise with a person who had fostered one of our cats, Rooney.
Yes, before we got her, she had spent at least a little bit of time, I'm not sure how much, in the Hospice Hearts rescue system. And she was going to have surgery over at VetMed. And in that time, she stayed with a lady, and she came to see us this weekend and to see where Rooney ended up with her forever home. And that was so nice to meet her, see her, for her to see where Rooney lives now. It was a special visit.
She definitely approved.
Yes, she did.
She did mention she was a little concerned when she saw that Rooney was going to a farm. And I guess the person that was in charge said, no, wait, go look at their Facebook page, their Instagram, and their web page, and you will see this just isn't a regular kind of farm.
It is not, especially for
cats. Yes.
They are quite spoiled. And I just recently posted, I put a story about Rooney's adoption on our blog quite some time ago, but I added to that and reformatted it and put it out on Medium this week. So I'll put that in the show notes, a nice little link to that if you'd like to read Rooney's adoption story.
It's really good, and you know, it just brings back how special it is to be able to be in a position to take in a few pets that need homes. And Rooney was one that she was on the critical list.
She was.
I am grateful because she is the best kitty.
She has a lovely personality. She fits well into the household. She loves Thumper, our oldest one, takes good care of her, comes running Anytime Thumper is crying or seems a little confused, Rooney comes right to her and helps her.
Yeah, so she is just a delight to have at the farm. And I am so grateful that we met her, and I'm so grateful that we met Melissa and her friend that helped care for Rooney before we knew her. And I think that, it was just so cool to be able to share that connection. And she was here for quite a while.
We talked cats for a long time.
So that was fun.
We might fall into the crazy cat lady kind of.
Maybe.
Category.
Maybe. Yeah, category. Maybe.
Speaking of cats, yesterday was Honeybee's birthday. She turned 3, and a lot of people helped us celebrate her birthday.
Yeah.
Including Elmer singing a special happy birthday song to her.
Yes, he sang it in all meow.
So thank you for that.
We all did.
We did.
Yeah, he asked everyone to join in. And I'm not sure that Honeybee probably fully appreciated it because it was kind of noisy at the farm yesterday. But she had a good day. And I think all the other cats now are going to expect karaoke for the birthdays.
Oh, I bet they are. So we're going to have to make sure and have that lined up for them.
Yeah, they're going to be busy in the fall. We have a lot of fall birthdays.
We do. So it was just all around a great day.
It was, and we worked really, really hard this week. We introduced at least a brand new product, the snack mix.
That went over well.
Oh my gosh, yes.
People were coming in and asking for it.
It was awesome.
I was just amazed, but yeah, we all seem to enjoy that. We might have had a sneak preview last week.
We have to test it.
Right. Product testing, it's a thing. So that was great. As I look at the mercantile shelves, I realized this week I need to do some creation and stocking.
We had a really good Friday too.
We did.
So there was not a time, I don't think, even we had a customer here before we opened.
Yes.
On Friday. Should I tell the story about the
porta potty? Yes, you should. For those of you not on our social media, you need to hear this.
Yeah, if you have not been on our social media, and if you have, it's still, this is a true story. You can't make these things up.
That's right.
So when we have special events, we get a porta potty because, you know, we want to make sure people here are here for a long period of time. They have access to a bathroom. So the last time we got the porta potty, they didn't put any hand sanitizer or any way to wash your hands in it. So they had delivered it earlier in the day on Friday. Well, we were open on Friday, so we were both busy. You were baking scones and I was cleaning the Merc and harvesting and, you know, going crazy, a typical Friday morning for us. And I happened to think about when I went to change the sign that we were open at noon, that I hadn't checked the porta potty for hand sanitizer. So I was on my way to the porta potty and I heard the door lock. And I knew that you were in the Merc.
I was.
So I was puzzled. So I stepped back for a minute trying to decide, did they deliver the porta potty with a human in it?
Oh my.
I know. It was. So all this stuff was going through my head. Was there a raccoon that knew how to use the door lock?
Oh my. What was it?
What was I going to do?
What?
How do you get this person out?
Oh no.
What is it? So as I was standing there trying to contemplate all of my options, the door came open and thankfully a friend was in there and she was already here ready to shop waiting for us to open at noon and had been traveling. And so it was really handy to have the porta potty available. So I was relieved. That's probably not the best choice of word, but I was. And she said that the look on my face was kind of priceless because I was standing there trying to figure out, do I tip it over and see who comes? I'm really glad I didn't do that.
I'm glad you didn't, too.
And I think she is, too.
I bet she is.
So anyway, Interesting.
Yes. Funny. So that started off the weekend with a fun event. So that started off our weekend on a high note.
Yeah, because we were just cracking up about it. Was just really, really funny. And she thought it was funny because, you know, the look on my face. And the first thing she said when she came out is, you need hand sanitizer. So that answered my question.
Right.
So we took care of that immediately.
So looking forward to this next few weeks, we are going to start our garden bag delivery in the middle of June. All of those shares are currently sold out. However, we are going to start a waiting list. If you are interested in being on the waiting list, shoot us an email or message us. You can text us. We'll put all that information too in the show notes. And we'll contact you if we have either, you know, if someone goes on vacation, doesn't need their share that week, or if we happen to have extras in any given week, we can contact you and let you know that one's available. So again, I'll put that information in there so you can take a look. I'll also send it out in email if you're on our email list.
And we've had people that have asked about, they miss the initial, I think we started that like in February.
Yes.
And they sold out quickly.
Oh my, they did.
And so we have a system where there is a small deposit for to help cover the travel, because this is a delivery service.
Right.
We deliver. You can choose to pick up at the Merc, I guess, on Fridays if you want to. We have, we're doing this as a delivery service on Saturdays. And we have had people that their neighbors are getting one, or a friend is, and they ask if we had some more available. And right now, you know, we are meeting this week with Martha, who's one of the other growers, and she has a significant interest in this and provides some beautiful food, especially those potatoes, but she just grows the best food. And so that will be part of the bags. So we need to get together and decide, you know, how much we think that we can do. I have been super busy in all the gardens, and I don't even know. I lost count of how many tomato plants are in. I have the peppers and eggplants now that are hardening. I have a few peppers in, but the rest of them are hardening off. So they will be going in this week. We have beans coming up. I have cucumbers planted. We have some baby turnips that probably, I'm hoping this week we'll have some of those available. We have beets. And so we are really ramping it up for full on food.
That makes me happy.
Yes.
We are starting to get some of those nice early things into the kitchen. And that makes me very happy.
Just about every day. Well, we could if we wanted to. Every day we can have something fresh. Now we're starting to pull out some of the kale, collards, mustard greens, some of those cool weather crops. I'll probably harvest the last of the spring radishes this week so I can make room for warm weather, and then we'll plant those again in the fall. But yeah, it is so wonderful to have our own food.
What I really love is when I decided what we were going to have for lunch today, which was a tater taco bowl.
Yeah.
At the last minute, I thought, cilantro. Wouldn't fresh cilantro be delicious on this? I just took myself on out to the garden to your little cilantro patch. Well, actually, it's a large cilantro patch.
I have more than one. one of them.
And picked fresh cilantro, brought it in, cleaned it, chopped it, and it had been out of the garden maybe 15 minutes.
It was still warm, I think. Oh. Yeah.
I love being able to do that, but it would have been just as delightful if I would have purchased it in one of your garden bags or here at the farm and taken it home. I just happened to be blessed enough to live right near the garden.
Well, I sent you a text before I came in from the garden today and said, what do you need me to harvest?
Well, I didn't know then what I was making for lunch.
But so you did send me a couple things that you wanted, and I did get those.
Yes, those will be on the supper menu.
Yes, so love this time of year. Love it. So, yeah, busy, busy,
too.
Busy. We won't be open on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes,
we've decided that we are going to take some holidays off.
Right.
We haven't done that for years. Now we have the freedom to do that with having on site. And I think that's good for our customers too.
Yes. So we will come back from that rest and refreshed just from having a weekend off.
Yes.
So do you have a garden tip for us this week?
Oh, yeah, I do. This week, one of the things that we have had a chance of rain like every day. We're getting into that time of season where every day there's a chance of rain. So far, it's mostly missed us. I would expect we'll get a little bit out of it. But as you have garden plants in and they're growing and, you know, especially the new ones will need some extra water. If you do not get an inch to 2 inches of rain a week, that's really kind of ideal. You need to probably water those plants really, really good at least once a week. You can do little waterings every day if you want, but that is only going to encourage shallow root growth. So you're a lot better off to take your time, do really good once a week, and your plants will be a lot better. Hopefully we'll get some rain. We have missed the last couple days. I'm hoping for some maybe tonight and tomorrow. If we don't get any, I will be out there watering. So do you have a kitchen tip for us this week?
I do. When you text me at noon today and asked what you could bring in from the garden, I specifically requested chive blossoms. I became acquainted with chive blossoms about 10 years ago. I knew that when you leave them, eventually they will blossom. They're part of the onion family, and they have just the most beautiful little purple flowers. But I didn't know those are edible. Well, I know that now. So when you have chive blossoms, and we'll have some for sale, I believe, still for the next few weeks.
We had some this week, and we have some that will probably open in the next week or two. So
get some of those, rinse them off, dry them, and then pluck out those little individual flowerlets. I don't know if that's a real term or not.
I like the term. I don't know, but I like it.
And use those anywhere you would like a light chive flavor. I put them in mashed potatoes. I put them on top of fried potatoes. I put them in salads. On stir fry, anything at all that you would like to have that light chive flavor and that beautiful flash of color. They are delicious. I highly recommend it.
I think they're especially beautiful in like on potatoes, like in mashed potatoes.
Yes, that
or
contrast,
on top of,
they show up.
Just that beautiful purple and they just have a lovely flavor and just look really nice.
They do. So,
and they're quite impressive. I actually gave some to some of our customers yesterday just to kind of get them hooked and told them how to use them like in a salad. And hopefully they'll come back this week and buy some more.
I bet they will.
So there you have it. Busy and happy and gardening is going great and the business is going very well. And we appreciate all those who continue to support us. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.